So this particular chapter is Lord Chaitanya visiting the house of Advaitacharya after he took sannyas at the age of 24, then he wanted to go to Vrindavan, to leave Navadvipa and Mayapur and go to Vrindavan. But he was kind of, deflected or sent off to a different place, and he ended up in Shantipur at Advaitacharya's house. So along the way it describes here, Nityananda Acharya Ratna Mukunda Tina Jana Prabhupada Chepa Chaitine Karena Gamana. When Mahaprabhu went toward Vrindavan, Nityananda Prabhu, Chandrasekhar and Prabhu Mukunda followed him. Jai Jai Prabhu Deki Sei Sei Loka Prema Veshi Hari Bali Kondetu Kushoka. When Mahaprabhu passed through the country, whoever saw him in ecstasy exclaimed, Hari Hari! As they chanted this with the Lord, all the unhappiness of material existence diminished. This is the nature. It's explained that, because of course Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna combined in the golden avatar who appeared 500 years ago in West Bengal. And it's explained that if one is actually a devotee of the Lord, if one has actually surrendered his mind and heart and soul to the service of Lord Krishna and become a bhakta or devotee, then his very presence purifies the environment and moreover creates the inclination within the mind of the public or the mind of others to chant the holy name of the Lord. So when a devotee walks down the street, even a materialistic person or maybe a non-devotee will see him. And if he happens to know what he represents, the presence of such a devotee, a true devotee, will make other people chant Hare Krishna. You'll just walk down the street and people will come by, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They'll come up to you. You're just walking. Hare Krishna. Oh, yeah, Hare Krishna. You know, you're just busy with your thoughts or you're going somewhere. But people see you, and if you're actually a devotee has a certain aura. A devotee has a certain presence. He has a certain vibration. And that is the vibration of Krishna. And it can't be imitated. You can't fake it. You can't just go buy some clothes. You can't go to a costume shop. You go to a costume shop and buy a costume. You can buy a fireman's costume, an army man's suit, a policeman's suit, you know, a gymnast suit. Buy a devotee suit. You know, there is in San Francisco, we're from California, America. In San Francisco, they have a costume shop because there is a fashion of people to go to parties. And they go to parties and they disguise themselves. So they go and you pay $10 and you can rent a costume for one night. Then you bring it back and then you get your money or whatever, you know, some business is there. So you get a monster costume or a monkey suit and you can zip it, you step into it and zip up the back and has all hair on the arms and a funny face and you put on this face and you go on the party. And monkey suit. I don't know if they do in Delhi, but this is kind of things that go on in America, and they think this is, you know, advanced country. Anyway. So we became so popular in California and America, and there was so much demand because businesses run on the principle of supply and demand. People come in and say, hey, I want this, and the guy said, well, I have to get that. People are asking. So people kept coming in and saying, we want a Hare Krishna suit. We want to go to the parties as a Hare Krishna suit, as a Hare Krishna. So then they got Hare Krishna suits. So we were in there, and the owner of the shop said, hey, Hare Krishna. He said, you know, we have a Hare Krishna suit here, and how do you tie the dhoti? Because people, they come in here, they don't know how to put it on, so they asked me how to put it on, and I said, look, and I gave him a class in how to tie a dhoti. The guy came out from behind the counter, and he had his, and I took mine off. I said, you take it, yeah, go like this. it was a 13-piece Hare Krishna outfit. And it was a costume. So, and just for a little humor, I'll describe that costume. So there was a dhoti, some old bed sheet, dyed saffron. It wasn't a real dhoti from India. It was some old bed sheet, dyed saffron. And then it was some shirt, I think it was an army shirt that kind of looked like a kurta, some kind of army pajamas that they wear to sleep, like army men. But it was dyed, it had like buttons here, long sleeves, it was dyed orange. And then they had kopins. They also had kopins. You know the kopin? Kopin. Oh, it was one, two, three, one, two, three. And oh, they had a little cheddar like this also. So they gave out, everyone was a sannyasi or like that. The sannyasi costume. They gave out a little uttariya. It's called uttariya. Uttariya was there. And then they had a bathing cap, like for ladies' bathing cap. A plastic cap that you pull over your head so your head would be all, you know, bald. Bald head. They had that. And then they had the tilak. They gave some fuller's clay. Some clay for tilak. And a tambourine. A tambourine, a tambourine. Cause, you know, there's a typical Hare Krishna with it. There's a tambourine. I think it was about 12 pieces or something. there was a bead bag, and there was a bead, the whole thing they had. $15 a night. So the point I'm making, that you can buy one of those, you can rent one of those costumes, put it on, walk down the street, and when someone looks at you, they won't chant Hare Krishna. Because you're not a devotee. You're wearing a costume. You're in disguise. You're not radiating devotion. You're not emanating bhakti. Because you're not. You're just a fake. You're just a materialist. You're a hedonist or a nashtik or a pashandi or whatever. But you're wearing some outfit. So just like you may put on a policeman's uniform, like, oh, but then as soon, and then you're walking down the street, and some lady says, help, help, and that guy's beating me. And you, if you're not policeman blood, if you're not a country of blood, you say, well, let me get out of here. And that guy might crack me. You know, you don't have country of blood. So even though you have the police, so the uniform doesn't make the man. So the when people saw Lord Chaitanya wandering in the country, immediately upon seeing him, they chanted, Hari, Hari. And when they chanted the name Hari, everything was taken away. It says all the unhappiness of material existence diminished. So people say, oh, be careful. Oh, Sunil Wadhwa, be careful. Don't become a Krishna Bhakta. Worship Shiva. Worship Shiva, Durga, Ganapati, Kartikeya, this is okay. Because they will give you things. You'll get blessings. You'll come up. You'll get strong. Your business will go up. You'll get money, position. But if you worship Krishna, watch out, he'll take everything away. He's Hari. Hari means thief. He's a big thief. He'll take everything away from you. So he does. He takes something away, and this is what he takes away. All the unhappiness of material existence is taken away. So that's what it means when you become a devotee. So Hari, Hari means that. Hari. Hari means to remove or to take away. Or you can say steal. Sometimes you can take it that far. So that's what it means. When you chant the name of Hari, that's what happens. All of your anxiety, all of your mental disturbance, all of your illusions about life, all of your misconceptions, all your misconceptions about your identity, who you thought you were, and what you thought life was about, all that goes away. And you start to get a clear picture of your identity. Who am I? What is the real meaning of life? What is the value of this human body? What is the difference between human form of life and animal life? Is it simply computers that makes me different? Is it cars that makes me different? Because otherwise everything looks the same. Animals are eating, I'm eating. Animals are sleeping, I'm sleeping. Animals are mating, I'm mating. Animals are fighting, I'm fighting. I'm competing in business. I'm fighting with my competitors. And sometimes I fight with my wife or my brother. Or I literally have a few punches here and there. Or if not fighting, I'm arguing. Arguing is a type of fighting. So this is animal life. And there's a few computers and a color TV and you know, some fancy stereo doesn't make you any different than the animal. What makes you different is atma-tattva-jnana, spiritual knowledge, the search for truth, kayami-tapatraya, the same Bengali, kayami-tapatraya, kayami, who am I, tapatraya, why am I suffering the top, these tapatraya, traya means three, these threefold miseries, adi-atmika, Adi-atmika klesha, adi-bodhika klesha, adi-dhaivaka klesha. Kayami tapatraya. Why, Ami? Why am I suffering these tapatraya, these burning fires of these adi-atmika, atmika miseries, these klesha. Klesha means miseries, sufferings, difficulties. Miseries of my body and mind. No one's body is free from misery. No one's body is free from pain. One person has bad eyes or bad lungs or bad digestion or bad stomach or bad knees or bad this or that. Is everything good in your body? No. And if it's good, it's maybe good for a few minutes or a few hours or a few years. Yeah, back's good, stomach's good, eyes good, arms good, great. Okay, you're 18 years old, fine. Now let's see you in 10 years. Well, now I'm 28, back's going out. You know, it doesn't last long. So miseries of the body and mind are there. And then daivika klesha, it's too hot, it's too sticky, it's too humid, it's too dry, it's too dry, my skin's falling off, oh, it's too wet. Then misery is caused by other people, adibhotika, other living entities, mosquitoes, typhoid, malaria, amoebas, dysentery, dog bites, what to speak of other our friends and relatives, our brother runs off with our wife, happens. Brother steals, we go on vacation, brother sells the business. Come home, hey, where's the business? Well, it's Gupta, and no sons. The sons got cut out of the business. So this happens. So Hari means that. It takes away. Gopa balaka sabha prabhu ke dekhiya. Hari hari vali daki uchakariya. All the cowherd boys who saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passing along joined with him and began to shout loudly, Hari Hari, Shunita Sabara Nikat, Gela Gora Hari, Bala Bala Bale Sabar Shire Hastadari, Bala Bala Bale Sabar Shire Hastadari. When Mahaprabhu heard all the cowherd boys chanting Hari Hari, he became very pleased. He approached them, put his hand on their heads and said, go on chanting like that. Shire Hastadhari. Everyone, Hasta means Hat. Shire, Shirparhe, Hasta, Hatadhari. Bala Bala Bale. So he says, go on chanting. Bala Bala. Go on, Bala means Bolo. Go on speaking. Bole Bole. Hari Hari Bole Bole. He's very happy. So when we chant Hari Hari Hari, Lord Chaitanya is very happy. And he's giving us the order, go on like that. So just like Prahlad Maharaj in Satyayuga, he felt the lotus palm of Lord Nrisimhadeva on his head, the Padmakara, the lotus palm, he felt the lotus palm of Lord Nrisimhadeva on his head. Because Lord Nrisimhadeva was very happy with his submission and with his surrender. And after Lord Nrisimhadev killed Hiranyakashipu, his demoniac father, all the devatas were quite afraid of this fearsome form of Lord Nrisimhadev. So they pushed the little boy forward. Prahlad Maharaj said, Prahlad, go forward. Cool down this big boy. This big cat. This fat cat. This big cat, this big Nrisimhadev, he's very ferocious, he's very angry. Will you please make him calm down a little bit? Because he was pretty hot. His hair was standing on end, his huge mane, and his blood was dripping from his fingers from killing Hiranyakashipu and all of his associated demon soldiers who attacked afterwards. So Prahlad went forward very shyly and humbly. Prahlad, it says that Prahlad was, it's explained because in the Shastras for making deities, what do they call the Shastras? I forget now. Yeah, stop, what's it called? Shilpa Shastra? I think it's Shilpa Shastra. It gives directions how to make deity of Nrisimhadev, like Ugra Nrisimha or Stana Nrisimha, and how to make Prahlad. And it said that Prahlad is supposed to be 1/100th the size of Nrisimhadev. So in Mayapur, when they approached the Stapati is the man who carves the deity out of granite. They went to South India because we have a Nrisimhadev deity. Stanu Ugra Nrisimha, standing and Ugra. Ugra means horrible or fearsome and ferocious. Ugra. So when they approached Astapati and said, we want a Nrisimhadev about 4 feet tall. And we want Prahlad Maharaj 1 feet tall. This tall Prahlad Maharaj and 4 feet tall Nrisimhadev. And he said, I'm very sorry, according to Shastra, that when you make it, if you want to have a deity of Prahlad 1 foot, then you have to have a deity of Nrisimhadev 360 feet tall. Because this is the ratio. This is the ratio. That Lord Nisringadev was 360 times the size of Prahlad. So the devotee said, well, we'll have to have an elevator to do the puja. To dress him, we'll have to have an elevator. Go up to the 10th floor, whoop, put on the crown, whoop, put on the belt, put down the 5th floor and put on his belt, and then whoop, 1st floor, put on his ankle belt, or, you know, his ankle boots, whatever. So and he said, I can't do this. You know, he said, I won't go against Shastra. You said, no, you. And he said, if you want to, I'll make a 4-foot deity of Nisringadev, but your Prahlad Maharaj has to be 1 inch. Prahlad Maharaj has to be 20 centimeters. So they left because Stapati, he wouldn't do it. So then they went back and forth and back and forth, and after about a year's time, somehow the Stapati said, okay, of course, maybe there was some seva done. Somehow or other, he decided to make the deities seva. It's called seva. Anyway, so this is Nisringadev. It's like that.
Very beautiful.
Oh, so the point I'm making is that Lord Nisringadev, when Prahlad went forward and started off for his bun, he didn't know. He just went forward because the demigods pushed him. Hey, so he went forward. He said, my lord. And he didn't know what to say because he's only 5 years old. He didn't know Sanskrit. He hadn't studied elaborate Sanskrit, Vyakaran and grammar and everything. So then Nisringadev was so happy to see his devotee in front of him in such a beautiful, humble, sweet mood that he said, Prahlad, what a nice boy. What a nice boy. And he put his hand out. And when the Padmakara, when the lotus hand of Lord Nisringadev touched Prahlad's head, then Prahlad was just, as soon as touched it, Chintamani, he just started reciting Sanskrit like anything. It's like instant touch. It's like, you know, your stereo is lying quietly. And you press one button. You know, it's like if you have you're some young rock and roll guy or something, you know. You hit one button and you have it already set to number 10, and you have 10-foot high speakers and a 500-watt amplifier, and you press one button. You know, the whole room explodes. Right? So it's like that. Prahlad was like a little amplifier, a little speaker box, a little 5-year-old speaker box, and as soon as Nisringadev touched him, turn on the button, he empowered him. He was Shakti of Aish. He gave him the Shakti. He became fully learned in all Shastra, and he uttered beautiful prayers. They're mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, Prahlad Vandanam. And all the demigods were amazed. Oh, such stotras? Such stutis from a little boy? So this is the hand. So here, and this 500 years ago, the same Lord Nisringadev, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sarva Avatari. He's Sarva Avatari. All the avatars are within him. And sometimes even displayed in Mayapur. Once he was in this Nisringabhav. He was in Nisringabhav and he ran through the streets with the mood of Nisringadev. He picked up a club and he was roaring. And everyone was afraid. Oh, in many different ways Lord Nisringadev showed. He showed his Virata Rupa. He showed Sadbhuj Rupa. He had 6-armed form, 2 arms as Krishna, 2 arms as Ram, 2 arms as Chaitanya. He showed many, many avatars and rupas to prove conclusively, without a doubt, that he actually is a Sarva Avatari. So, just as he previously in Satya Yuga touched the head of the little boy Prahlad Maharaj, and so here, 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya, he touched the boy's head. It says, Samara Shira Hastadari. He touched their head and he said, go on chanting like that. Keep chanting Hari Hari. So we can only imagine that someday we may feel the lotus, the Padmakara of Lord Chaitanya upon our head. He may place his hand on our head and bless us. Yes, my boy, go on like that. Chant Radhe Radhe and Hari Hari. So this is a very sweet vision that we can see, because Shastra is meant to be heard. Shastra is meant to be seen. Shastra is meant to be felt. Shastra is meant to be realized. And Shastra is meant to be practiced. This is Shastra. And when one incorporates Shastra with those particular features, then he can be called a Shastra Vidvan. Then he is actually known as Shastra Chakshush. There are two eyes. A transcendentalist has two eyes. And a materialist has two eyes. A materialist, two eyes are right and left. A spiritualist or a transcendentalist, two eyes. One eye is Shastra Chakshush and the other eye is Guru. Shastra and Guru. So a disciple, a transcendentalist, a yogi, a devotee, a shishya, a chela, he sees through the eyes of Shastra and through the eyes of Guru. Guru and Shastra. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Aikya. There's one shloka in Bengali. My only wish is that my conscience, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. The Padma Vakya, the words, Chitete Koriya Aikya. Aikya, my chit, my consciousness. I want my consciousness to be one, Aikya, with the words, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. With the words coming from the Padma Vakya, Padma Vak, the lotus mouth of my spiritual master, Guru Mukha. Mukha means the mouth or the face, Guru Mukha. Like when Gomukh, you know, Gomukh in the Himalayas, Gomukh, Gangotri is Gomukh, the mouth of the Gaya, Gaika. So Guru Mukha, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. So just like from Gomukh is flowing the Ganges, and it's very purifying. So from the Guru Mukha is flowing the Shastra. It's flowing the river of Harikatha, Harikatha. Tatsimhara stuti kari tamara bhagyavan, kitartha karile mori sunana harinam. Mahaprabhu, very small print. Mahaprabhu thus blessed all the boys, saying that they were all fortunate. In this way he praised them and he felt very successful because they chanted the holy name of Lord Hari. Krita Artha. Bhagyavan. The boys were Bhagyavan. They were fortunate. Why were they fortunate? Because they had the darshan of Mahaprabhu. They saw Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahi Anya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Nahi Anya. He is none other. None other than Radha and Krishna combined. Ek Rup Dui Atma. It says that one form, two souls. Radha and Krishna in one form. So the boys were Bhagyavan because they chanted the name of Hari and they had darshan of Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya, he was considering, I am Krita Artha. My Krita, my work has obtained an objective, a goal, Krita Artha. I've been successful. So Prabhupada said that a preacher, he's looking for results. He's result-oriented. Every businessman is result-oriented. You want results. You want success. So a preacher, a prachar, he is also looking for results. He is looking for some results. So what does it mean? Lord Chaitanya said he considered that he was successful. Why was he successful? He was successful because the boys chanted Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada gave us a measurement. You want to measure if your preaching is successful? There's three ways to measure if your preaching is successful. What are the three ways? Prabhupada said, a preacher will consider himself, he will consider his 5 minutes of preaching. Maybe he meets someone on a train and preaches, does prachar for 5 minutes, or his 1 hour talk, or his 3 hour talk. He will consider his preaching successful if one of these three things happen. If the person that he's preaching to, or the people he's preaching to, if it's a massive audience, they chant the holy name. So when you finish speaking with someone, sir, excuse me, would you mind? Could you say Hare Krishna? Well, sure, Hare Krishna. Thank you. Well, if it makes your day, sure, Hare Krishna. Makes you happy? Yeah, it really makes me happy. Thanks a lot. Because that's what they say in America. Well, why should I say Hare Krishna? Oh, we already said it. No, if you say it, I used to say it, if you say it, it makes me happy. And you go, okay, Hare Krishna. That's all you need to make you happy, man. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Sometimes I chant a few times, and I said, you know, the thing is, it'll make you happy. Now, guys, get out of here. So that's one thing. If you get someone to chant Hare Krishna. And the second thing is, if they take a book, they take one of Prabhupada's books, or some book on Krishna consciousness, some book about Bhagavad Gita, whatever, some book, some spiritual book. They accept the spiritual book and they take that. And the third thing is they give a donation. Because that means, in other words, there's some, you're result-oriented. There was some result. They gave something. They surrendered. They gave their word. They chanted the holy name, or they gave a donation, or they took a book. Maybe took a book. So that donation can come in many forms. I remember once on the street, I was in San Francisco, and of course there's all kinds of funny people on the streets, including the Hare Krishna. They may be the most funny people on the street. But there are also a lot of drunks on the street. And so I can remember sometimes when I was always on the same street up and down, and they were on the same street. And I would always come with prasadam, cookies and rotis and things. So I always give some prasadam. It was my nature. I give to the what we call the bums, the derelicts, the drunkards, whatever, I don't know what you call them in India, but anyway, those kind of guys. And they would chant Hare Krishna, of course. And then sometimes they would get inspired. I would never ask them for anything. They say, "Hey, Hare Krishna, here's a can of beer for you." So I say, "Oh, well, thanks. Thanks a lot." So I would take it, I put it in my bag. Because it cost $2, a can of beer. So they would go away, and I'd open it, and I'd pour it in the street, and throw the can in the trash, and hurry home. Because, you know, we can't offer that to Krishna. Krishna says, patram, pushpam, palam toyam. It doesn't say, patram, diplomat, whiskey, you know, wimpy, McDonald, yome bhakti prachati. It doesn't say anything like that. It says, Krishna is a he takes fruit, and flowers, and toyam, water, and patram, leaf. What does it mean when he says patram? The acharyas say, when he says patram, it means tosi patram. He says, patram pushpam. It means if you offer pushpam, there must be, if pushpam means flower. If you offer flower, there must be tosi mantras tied in with the flowers. It says three times in Bhagavatam in 10th canto, describing Krishna's mala, his Vaijanti mala, it always describes that there's tosi mantras tied inside the mala. Any mala Krishna wears in Nitya Leela has tulsi mantras inside. That's why tulsi is called pushpasara. Krishna jivani nandini, pushpasara tulasi. Vishwapavani, vishwapujiti, brinda brindavani. This is a mantra which Krishna himself used when he worshipped Tulsi Devi on her Avirbhav Tithi and Kartik Purnima. In Kartik Purnima, there's the Avirbhav Tithi of Tulsi Maharani in her manifestation as a transcendental couple of riksha tree in this world. And Krishna worshipped her with his prayer. Krishna jivani nandini, pushpasara tulasi, vishwapavani, vishwapujiti, brinda brindavani. Pushpasara tulasi. Oh, Tulsi, you are the pushpasara. You know what sara means? The essence. You are the essence of all flowers, all pushpa. If there, you can offer Krishna 10,000 pushpas, and they don't equal anything. If you offer him one tulsi manjari or one tulsi pushpa, very happy. So Krishna says, if you offer me water, patram, pushpam, phalam toyam, yome bhakti prachati. There's two things required to offer something to Krishna. The most important thing is bhakti prachati. There must be devotion, there must be love, there must be sincerity, there must be feeling. I want to give this to you, Krishna. I'm grateful to you. I'm thankful to you. I appreciate your kindness. I'm submissive to you. I'm surrendered to you. You're my friend. You're so kind. And you're always giving so much to me. At least I can offer your things back to you, recognizing that you're the producer, you're the owner, you're the controller. You're the real enjoyer, not me. I'm your servant. So please accept these things. So that is bhakti prayachati. That's the main thing. But the second thing, everything you offer to Krishna, at least in terms of drink and food, must have tulsi patram. So when the word patram is there in Bhagavad Gita, patram, the word patram means tulsi patram, tulsi leaf. So the acharyas bring this out in Bhagavad Gita. You maybe didn't know. So that's why Krishna says, the first thing he says, patram. So when patram, pushpam. Pushpam, okay, pushpam with patram. What patram? Tulsi patram. Then he says palam. Palam, okay, palam, fruit, with tulsi patram. Patram, pushpam. So the tulsi leaf must always, and then he says toyam. He says patram, pushpam, palam, toyam. So toyam means water, pani, jal. So jal must have tulsi inside. So just see, tulsi, what a position tulsi has. He's given a primary position. Patram plushpam plam tayam. Yomei bhakti priyachati. That's why Kaviraj is saying here, Lord Chaitanya, because all these little boys are chanting Hari Hari, and says he felt very successful. Why did he feel successful? Because they chanted the holy name of Hari. The Lord Chaitanya is the original preacher of the Krishna conscious movement, and he's showing that he's also result-oriented, and he was very happy. So we also become very happy if we can get someone to chant Hare Krishna. Because we were mentioning that there are three points that we asked the question, how does a preacher measure a success? There are three things to measure a preacher's success. One is, if the person or people you're preaching to chant Hare Krishna, or they take a book, or they give a donation of some sort or other. And we cited a rather humorous example of our being on Sankirtan, and one derelict drunk gave us a can of beer as a donation. So we took the alcohol, you know, whiskey type. So we accepted it, and then threw it away in the street after he left and threw it away. Because that means $2. That means he gave $2 to Krishna in his own way. And Prabhupada cites the example in Lilamrita on 2nd Avenue. When Prabhupada had the temple in 1966, there was also these same kind of people on the streets in New York. Derelicts and drunks. And these type of people. Well, that was there too. But I'm only talking about this one category now. So one day, when it said that all these derelicts would always sleep on the street in the daytime, and they would sleep all over the sidewalk. It was like India, they live on the sidewalk. And in India, they set up their house on the sidewalk. Down the road, they just build a house. They come from Bangladesh and wherever they come from, and just get some cardboard and build a house, and there they are for 20 years. So they don't build houses on the sidewalk, but they sleep there overnight until the police chase them away. So in front of Prabhupada's door, all these drunks would lie there. Then when Prabhupada would come to go in his apartment, they would kind of move aside and say, "Go ahead, Swami, go right ahead." They would kind of motion with their arm, they would motion in a very, very grand way. And of course, they're completely drunk on diplomat whiskey and everything. It is, "Hey, go ahead, Swamiji, go right through." But they found out his name, because they're there, parking there every day, you know, sleeping. They would step aside, "Swamiji." So one day, one of these drunks, they felt inspired to give a donation to Krishna. So what they did is, they went into the Sheraton Hotel. One drunk went into the Sheraton Hotel, into the bathroom. And he stole a roll of toilet paper. You know, this paper, you know, toilet paper. And then he came into Prabhupada's satsang. Prabhupada's giving satsang, Bhagavad Gita class. And he had it on the end of his finger. You know, the roll of toilet paper, it's like a roll, you know. He says, "Came in, hey, Swami, got a donation for you. Because you never have any toilet paper in your bathroom. So I thought I'd donate some to you." Because, you know, the Hare Krishnas, they don't have any toilet paper in their bathrooms. Because they take a bath. You know, they use water, Indian style. We use water, we wash everything with water. It's pure, it's clean. But in the West, they do this Ashud method, toilet paper method. So the Brahmi went into the bathroom of the ashram, you know, into the temple. There's some bathroom there because there's a storefront, a rented building, and he donated that. So Prabhupada, as the person walked out, Prabhupada said to the devotees, he said, "Yes, this man has begun his Krishna consciousness because he has donated to Krishna. He's begun his bhakti because he's given donation to Krishna." Of course, he stole it from the hotel. He stole it from the Sheraton and gave it to the... But anyway, this is how we measure our preaching success. We get some kind of donation, just like I can remember sometimes little kids will come up to you and they'll say, you know, they'll have some cookies or they'll be eating them. "Here, you want one?" "Okay." You know, people give sandwiches and all kinds of crazy things I've gotten in donations. Boxes of cigarettes and all kinds of things. "Hey, Swamiji," or you know, you're on the street, "Hey, you want a pack of cigarettes?" You know, "Okay, sure." You take everything, you just throw it all away and throw it in the trash and destroy it all. But they give. So this is how this is what we're discussing this point. So, Guteta Sabakiani Takur Nityananda Shikaila Shabakari Parila Prabanda. Calling all the boys in confidence and telling a reasonable story, Nityananda Prabhu instructed them as follows. It's so nice, as I said, about the qualification about Shastra, how we should hear Shastra, see Shastra, and speak Shastra, and live Shastra. So here, we should try to see what we're hearing. It's a very nice scene. Lord Chaitanya is going, and Lord Nityananda is going with him, and Chandrasekhar,
And Mukunda,
a small assembly of devotees are walking through the countryside of West Bengal. They're going from Mayapur in the direction of Puri. And they're 20 kilometers south of Mayapur 500 years ago, walking along the dirt path, and the Ganges is there. Beautiful palm trees everywhere, and banana trees, and bokul trees, and kadamba trees, and so many flowers, and just beautiful, lush, incredible countryside of Bengal, which you, if you had the fortune to see, you can see it in your mind now as I describe it. And they're walking along, and then as they're coming through the country, there's some boys out to the side of the path, out in a flat area. And there's so many rice paddies, rice fields there, and they're herding their cows there. And so when they see Lord Chaitanya, this golden figure, 7 feet tall, walking with beautiful saffron robes, and beautiful, you know, Sika and all, and two or three associates, Lord Nityananda walking with his beautiful blue robes and white chudder and beautiful eyes, lotus eyes. What a beautiful sight it would be. So the boys see this. They see that these are great, they're just little boys. They're not devotees. They're not part of the Sangha of Lord Chaitanya. They're just little coward boys, little Vaishyas taking care of their cows. But they see these majestic, beautiful figures, forms, and personalities like demigods. That they can't imagine how beautiful and how exalted and what great stature they are, walking so beautifully, powerfully built men, strong, long arms, powerful chest, walking along with a gait, walking with a gait of like the wild, like the royal elephant, just running, walking very quickly down the road. So they were attracted. And when they ran up, they said, Hari, Hari, Hari. And they chanted. Lord Chaitanya was very happy, and he went over to the boys, and he put his hand on the head. Good, nice boys, good boys. Like it always, it's a natural thing, fatherly affection. But he was very happy because they chanted. And he considered this, and he was successful. Because he's going now for preaching. He's a sannyasi. And he's traveling now, and he's begun his sannyasi work. So sannyasi is spreading the holy name. And he's spreading, you know, the knowledge of Krishna consciousness. So here he's just started. He's been preaching, just started his sannyas career. And already boys are chanting, Hari, Hari. So he's very happy. So now Lord Nityananda, he's a very clever fellow. He's Balaram. But Balaram, appearing as Lord Nityananda, is always making all kinds of arrangements for the pleasure of Krishna through different service. He's the personification of Dasya Bhava. And he manifests 5 different features. One feature is Ananta Shesh. Sheshanag is an expansion from Balaram. And Shankarshan is an expansion from Balaram. So he gets the boys together. He calls them in confidence. This is Gupte. It means he has a secret meeting with them. Lord Chaitanya is off, you know, picking some flowers or doing something. So he says, hey, come here, boys. Come here, let me talk to you. I gotta, now listen. He tells him a story, and he gives him an instruction. He says, if Lord Chaitanya, if he asks you about where is the pathway to Vrindavan, please show him the path along the Ganges instead. Don't show him the right way. When the coward, so, you know, Lord Nityananda is making some plan for seva, to do some seva, some service to Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya wants to go to Vrindavan. So if Lord Chaitanya says, hey boys, which way to Vrindavan? Am I going the right way to Vrindavan? Because I want to go to Vrindavan. They say, yeah, you're going to, yeah, along the Ganges, go ahead. Because Lord Nityananda wants to divert him. He doesn't want him to go to Vrindavan. He wants to take him to Shantipur. Because when he gets there, he's going to bring everyone from Mayapur and have a big party, a big reunion, alumni reunion. The mother and friends and so many devotees will come there. So Nityananda has a plan. So now the boys are involved. So you have to have adhikar. You can't just jump in and fly in. You can't buy a ticket. You need kripa, mahant kripa, Vaishnav kripa, guru kripa. So Mahaprabhu is very merciful. Namo mahavananyaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gaur chusena mahaprabhu.